Coach, when you look at this Dolphins defense on film, what concerns you the most heading into Sunday's game?
They're playing very well, especially those guys up front who are hard to block, both in the run game and the pass game. They're playing well. They're swarming to the ball as a defense. They do a number of things and do it well for being together really the first year and executing the scheme as well as they are for, first time they're under Kevin Coyle.
Mike, what has Chad Henne given you that that Blaine Gabbert didn't or hasn't, if there's anything?
Experience, for sure. Starter experience. He just some of the things he does off to the side when nobody's watching in regards to the film study and gathering players up and spending time, extra time before, after, with players and making sure everybody's on the same page. And, he's always been this way. I mean, I interviewed him coming out of Michigan when we did the quarterback tour with Matt Ryan and Flacco and Chad. And, I felt then he was a very good leader just from watching him and interviewing him. And that hasn't been a surprise. He's very easy to be drawn to if you're a player.
Is he a better quarterback now than he was in Miami?
I can't tell you. I haven't spent, enough time to. I mean, we knew what he was capable of doing. I did an in-depth study of him coming out of college, I thought he did some good things down there. Obviously, his experience and his leadership to me, his field command were very important, especially having a young quarterback like Blaine to bring him here. And and his role was to be the backup and hopefully mentor Blaine, which he did an unbelievable job. And if he had to step in and take over, he did, and has done it well. He's done everything we've expected him to do. That's why we signed him.
Has he shown enough to be the starter next year?
It's all dependent on how this year ends, how he and everybody else. We've made a number of changes, not just the quarterback position, but there's been a number of changes throughout this year of guys, of us trying to be more productive, whatever phase it's been. In all three phases, we've made changes. And again, we'll do an evaluation when the three games are over with, these next three, and we'll go from there. And that's at every position.
I'm sorry for talking over there. It's been a record 5 rookie quarterbacks that have started this year, Ryan Tannehill being among them. What have you seen? He's had some good times, had some struggles. What do you see on film with him?
Oh, I've been impressed with him. I really have. A lot of these, you wouldn't know these guys were rookies based on some of the things that they're doing with the ball and some of the decisions that they're making. You can tell that at times that, lack of experience, seeing some of the multitudes of coverages and maybe holding an account here or there. But I think this class has been really impressive watching them, how they've come out and handled themselves. And, they certainly are giving their teams chances to win. I mean, they're not the sole reason for if there's a loss or a win. They're being very competitive and giving their teams chances.
What do you see about him specifically? What are your impressions of him specifically?
His athletic ability, his ability to go either way out of the pocket and make the throws. If we're not in our rush lanes, which we've been inconsistent with that all year long against quarterbacks that have the ability to beat you with their legs, and that's. He's one of these guys that can beat you out of the pocket to throw or run. And if we're not where we're supposed to be, that's a threat. And that's hurt us this year. It's hurt us a lot on third down.
How much of a difference has it made with your quarterback play that you haven't had Maurice Jones-Drew basically the whole year?
Well, we're still the mentality is we like to run the ball. We're working with Montel Owens right now, and we're not making excuses about not having anybody. Everybody's kind of dealing with it in the league. We put a plan together that best fits what our guys do best, and like you said, it hasn't been. We didn't get to have the advantage of Maurice very much this year, we're trying to play to our players' strengths. So if that's Chad having to do more than the norm, based on what defenses are presenting, then that's what we'll do.
Mike, you're a Florida guy. You've seen these three state teams, Jacksonville, Tampa, the Dolphins, at a higher spot in terms of fan support, season ticket sales. What do you think has happened to the state of football in Florida right now?
I don't want to speak for the other teams, what's going on with their fan. I mean, I couldn't tell you what's going on with it in the other two areas. Here we have, I think we have a very good fan base. I think they've been very good for us, even with their record as such. But I know that, with the number of college teams that are down here and successful college teams, and they're just getting this, you're adding in the Central Floridas and the South Floridas on top of, I think, the other, the big ones. There's a lot of football, and if anything, people may get, by the time it gets Sunday, I could see it'd be tough to go back to back. But our base here has been, I got to say, I've been very proud to be a part of it, that they've stuck in there with us.
Mike, another guy I'd like to ask you about specifically is Cam Wake, and what do you see on film with him?
Oh, he can wreck a game. He's having a phenomenal year. He's definitely a guy you got to be aware of when and where he's at, and you got to handle him somehow or some way that he doesn't become a factor in the game and can change it, because I've seen where he has that ability. But I love his relentlessness. I love, he's got such explosion off the ball that he's hard to block, and I like the way he plays. I mean, that relentless play is what we preach here.
Is part of the reason he's so hard to block is he gets so low to the ground?
It's his leverage, and it really is. He's got great feet, but to me, it's his get off on the snap of the ball. It's that first step that is what's so impressive about him.
Mike, how big of a surprise has been the emergence of Cecil Shorts, and would you anticipate him being back in the lineup Sunday?
Cecil's day to day right now. He just went through a walkthrough we just had, and we're going to see how he does today with the practice. But Cecil is why I like coaching. I mean, he's just a guy that he had two catches last year. Came in here, we had a bunch of receivers. We're trying to find that. We had a bunch in here because last year they really struggled at that position, and we wanted to find out who was going to take a step forward. And Cecil has just taken to Jerry Sullivan's coaching and just keeps getting better and better, and loves to learn and wants to be good. And he's fun to be around, and I'm very proud of watching him, the way he's produced. I don't know if I've been around a guy that has produced as many explosive catches, and I'm talking about, I've been around a lot of good ones over the last 28 years, but he's just made some big plays for us, which we've needed.
Speaking of receivers, has Blackman met your expectations for such a high pick?
I think he's getting better and better. I've said this in previous conferences, that some guys can step right into this league and be an immediate impact. Some guys have to come in here and learn their way, and I just think he was so good in college, but he was so productive, and I just think he's got to learn how fast, and I think he has over the last couple of months. He has improved every week, I feel like, and he works at it, and that's what's impressive about him. But I think he had to just get a feel for how good players are, how fast the game is, how much he has to work at the little things to have success. It's not going to just come as easy as it did in college, and I think he's realized that, and you can see how hard he works at it.